Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, O heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who art in all places and fillest all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good one.
Thank you.
shame, nor my enemies laugh me to scorn. Yea, let none that wait on thee to be put to shame, let them be ashamed, which are lawless without a cause. Make thy ways, O Lord, known unto me, and teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art my God, my Savior. For on thee have I waited all day long. Remember thy compassions, O Lord, and thy mercies, for they are from everlasting. The sins of thy youth and my ignorance remember not. According to thy mercy, remember thou for the sins of thy goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is thy word. Therefore, will he set a law for them that sin in the way. He will guide the meek in judgment. He will teach the meek his ways. All the ways of the Lord are mercy and truth unto them that seek after his covenant and his testimonies. For thy sake of thy name, O Lord, be gracious unto my sin, for it is great. Who is the man that feareth the Lord? He will set him a law in the way where he hath chosen. His soul shall dwell among good things, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The Lord is the strength of them that fear him, and his covenant shall be manifested unto them. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he it is that will draw my feet out of the snare. Look upon me and have mercy upon me, for I am one only begotten and poor. The afflictions of my heart are multiplied. Bring me out from my necessities. Behold my loneliness and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Look upon the enemies, for they are multiplied, and with an unjust hatred have they hated me. Keep my soul and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I have hope in thee. The innocent and the upright have cleaved unto me, for I have waited on thee, O Lord. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his affliction.
عليك يا رب توكلت فلا أحزى إلى الأبد بعدلك هنجني وأنقذني أمل إلي أذنك أنقذني سريعا كن لي إلها ناصرا وبيت ملجأ تخلصني فإنك أنت قوتي وملجئي ومن أجل اسمك تحبيني وتعولني أنت تخرجني من هذا الفخ الذي أخوه لي لأنك أنت يا رب وناصري في يديك أستودع روحي لقد افتديتني أيها الرب إله الحق أنت أبغضت الذين يحتفظون بالأباطيل مجانا، أما أنا فعلى ربي توكلت. أنا أفرح وأتهلل برحمتك، لأنك نظرت إلى رؤوسي وخلصت من شدائد نفسي، ولم تحبسني في أيدي الأعداء. أنت أقمت بالسعى رجلي، ارحمني يا رب فإني حزين. زعجت من غيظ عيناي ونفسي وأحشائي، لأن حياتي قد فنيت بالأوجاع والأعوام بالزفرات. ضعفت من البؤس قوتي واضطربت عظامي صرت عارا من جميع اعدائي واي عار من جيراني وفزعا لمعارفي والذين راوني خارجا هربوا مني نسيت كميت من القلب صرت كالاناء الطائع سمعت الملم من كثيرين ممن يسكنون حولي عند اجتماعهم جميعا علي تآمروا على اخذ نفسي اما انا فعليك توكلت يا رب قلت انك انت الهي في يديك نصيبي نجني من أي أعدائي ومن مضطهدي أضئ بوجهك علي على عبدك خلصني برحمتك يا رب لا أحزى فإني دعوتك فليخزى الغفرة وليحبط إلى الجحيم لتخلص الشفاه الغاشة الناطقة بالإثم على الصديق والكبرياء محتقاً يا رب زارة صلاحك الذي أدخلته للذين يخافونك يا رب وأتممته للمتكلين عليك تجاه بني البشر إنك تسترهم بستر وجهك من مشاغبة الناس، تضللهم في مضرة ألسنة المخاصمين. تبارك الله الذي جعل رحمته متينة حصينة تثير الإعجاب. أنا كنت في ذهولي إني نبذت من أمام عيني، لذلك استمعت إلى صوت تضرعي. حينما صرخت إلي أحب الرب يا جميع أبراره، لأن الرب يبذل الحق ويجازي الذين يعملون الكبرياء بإفراط تشجعه. ولن تشتت قلوبكم يا جميع المتكلين على الرب.
He that dwelleth in the help of the Most High shall abide in the shelter of God of heaven. He shall say unto the shelter of the God of heaven. He shall say unto the Lord, Thou art my helper and my refuge. He is my God, and I will hope in him. For he shall deliver thee from the snare of the hunters and from every troubling word. With his shoulders will be overshadowed thee, and under his wings shall thou have hope. With the shield will his truth encompass thee. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the ill that flieth by day, nor for the thing that walketh in darkness, nor for the mishap and demon of noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But unto thee have it not come nigh. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold, and thou shalt see the reward of sinners. For thou, O Lord, art my hope. Thou makest the Most High thy refuge. No evil shall come nigh thee, and no spirit shall draw nigh unto thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. On their hands shall they bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash the foot against a stone. Upon the asp and the boughs thou shalt tread, and thou shalt trample upon the lion and the dragon. For he hath set his hope on me, and I will deliver him. I will shelter him because he hath known my name. He shall cry unto me, and I will hearken unto him. I am with him in affliction, and I will rescue him and glorify him. With length of days I will satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Understand my intentions and submit yourselves.
For God is with us.
Hear ye that to the uttermost ends of the earth.
For God is with us.
Now we love us in love and love on
us. If any shall rise up to your mind, then he shall be overthrown. Now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Now that that being delivered from the wiles of the evil one, we may loudly sing the angelic song.
Thank you. لئلا نعمل الوقفة وأن نعمل العقلية بالتنعيم لأقوالك الإلهية. اللهم اهدني في وقت المواقف إلى تمجيدك بما أنك صالح ومحب البشر.
For your own iniquity, my sin is ever before me.
Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil before thee, that thou mightest be justified in thy words and prevail with thy right judge. For behold, I was conceived in iniquity, and in sin did my mother bear me up. For behold, thou hast loved truth. The hidden and secret things of thy wisdom has thou made manifest unto me. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be made clean. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be made white as snow. Thou shalt make me to hear joy and be gladness. The bones which thou be humbled, they shall rejoice. Turn thy face away from my sins, and apply all my iniquities. Created me a clean heart of God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and with thy governing spirit establish me. I shall teach transgressors thy ways, and in thy guidance shall turn back unto thee. Deliver me from what guiltiness, O God, for God and my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in thy righteousness. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. For thou hast desired sacrifice, I have given it. With hope and offerings, thou shalt not be pleased. A sacrifice unto God is not a broken spirit. A heart that is broken and humble, God will not despise. Do good, O Lord, and let good pleasure unto Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation and hope and offerings. Then shall be out the books of thy men of the
يا رب استمع صلاتي وادخل علي صراخي لا تصرف وجهك عني امل الي قدرك في اي يوم احزن استجب لي سريعا يوم انادي لان ايامي قد غنيت في الدخان وعظامي جفت كالوقود دويتك العش ويبس قلبي لاني سهوت عن اكل خبزي من صوت اميني لصق عظمي بلحمي شابهت فوق البريه صرت كالبومه في الخلقه تولاني الأرق وأمزيتك العصفور المنتزل على السطح. أعدائي عيروني طول النهار، والذين كانوا يمدحوني تحالفوا علي، لأني أكلت الرماد مثل الخبز، ومزجت شرابي بدموعي. بداعي غضبك وسخطك، فإنك رفعتني ثم طرحتني. أيام كفأت مثل الظل، وأنا لويت مثل العشب. أما أنت فيا رب فتبقى إلى الأبد، وذكرك إلى جيل وجيل، وستنهض درأك صهيون. وقد حان أن تبأت بها والنقاط قد حضر لأن عبيدك سروا بحجارتها وحنوا إلى ترابها وتخشى الأمم اسمك يا رب وكل الملوك مجدك لأن الرب سيبني صهيون ويظهر فيها بمجده نظر إلى صلاة المتواضعين ولم يردد طلبتهم فليكتب هذا الإنجيل الآخر والشعب الذي يخلط يسبح الرب لأنه تطلع من علو قدسه الرب من السماء على الأرض أشرف ليسمع علينا المعتقلين ويفك أبناء المائتين لكي يحدث باسم الرب في صهيون وبتسبيحاته في أورشليم عند اجتماع الشعوب والملوك جميعا لكي يعبدوا الرب قال الشعب بما تبقى له من قوة اكشف لي يا رب ما تبقى من عمري لا تقبضني في نصف أيامي فإن سنيك إلى جيل الأجيال يا رب في الدم أنت أسست الأرض والسماوات يصنع يديك هن يفنين وأما أنت فتبقى وكلهن يبلين كالبداء وتبدلنك البداء فيتبدلن أما أنت فتبقى كما أنت وسلوك لن تفنى أبناء عبيدك يسكنون الأرض وذروتك يستقيموا إلى الأرض
O Lord Almighty, thou God of our fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and of their righteous seed, who has made heaven and earth with all the array thereof, who has bound the sea by the word of thy command, who has shut up the deep and sealed it by thy fearful and glorious name, whom all things fear, yea, and before whose power they tremble. For the majesty of thy glory cannot be borne, and the anger of thy threatening towards sinners is intolerable. And yet thy merciful promise is immeasurable and unsearchable. For thou art the Lord Most High, of great compassion, long-suffering, abundant in mercy, and repentance of the evils against me. Thou, O Lord, according to thy greatness, hast promised repentance and forgiveness to them that have sinned against thee, and of thy infinite mercies hast appointed repentance unto sinners, that they may be saved. Thou, therefore, O Lord of hosts, hast not appointed repentance to the just, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, who have not sinned against thee, but thou hast appointed repentance unto me, who am a sinner, for my sins are more in number than the sands of the sea. My transgressions, O Lord, are multiplied. My transgressions are multiplied. And I am not worthy to behold and look unto the height of heaven for the multitude of my iniquities. I am bowed down with many iron bands, so that I cannot lift up my head by reason of my sins. Neither have I any respite, for I have provoked thy wrath and done that which is evil before thee. I did not thy will, neither kept I thy commandments. I have set up abominations and multiplied detestable things. Now therefore I bow the knee in my heart, beseeching thee for grace. I have sinned, O Lord, I have sinned, and I acknowledge mine iniquities. But I humbly beseech thee, forgive me. O Lord, forgive me, and destroy me not with mine iniquities. Be not angry with me forever by reserving my evils for me. Neither condemn me to the lower parts of the earth. For thou, O Lord, art the God of them that repent, and in me will thou show all thy goodness. For thou wilt save me that am unworthy according to thy great mercy. And I will praise thee henceforth all the days of my life. For all the powers of heaven hymn thee, and thine is the glory unto the ages of ages.
Have mercy on us and save all.
Amen.
thou hast among power, have mercy on me, the sinner, and by thy judgment which thou hast established, save me, thy unworthy servant, the thou art blessed unto ages of ages.
Amen. Amen. ألمنا شكرنا لكال المسيح ملكنا وإلهنا ألمنا شكرنا لكال المسيح هذا هو ملكنا وإلهنا اللهم أصل إلى معونك يا رب أسح إلى إجابتك ليخزى ويخزى الذين يطلبون نفسه ليرتد إلى الوراء ويخزى الذين يبتغون لي الشر يعد الفتنين فازين القائمين لي نعم نعم وليبتهج ويفرح بك جميع الذين يلتمسونك يا الله وليقل في كل حين الذين يحبون خلاصك ليتعظم الرب اما انا فمسكين وفقير اللهم اعني معيني ومن لي انت يا رب فلا تطيع
Lord, hear my prayer, hear my supplication, and thy true heart unto me and thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy has persecuted my soul, he has humbled my life down to the earth. He has sat me in darkness as though they have been long dead, and my spirit within me has become despondent. Within me, my heart is troubled. I remember days of old, I meditate on all thy works. I pondered on the creation of thy hands. I stretched forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsts after thee like a waterless land. Quickly hear me, O Lord, my spirit has fainted away. Turn not thy face away from me, lest I be like unto them that go down to the pit. Cause me to hear thy mercy in the morning, for in thee have I put my hope. Cause me to know, O Lord, the way wherein I should walk, for unto thee I have lifted up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord, and to thee have I fled unto refuge. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy good spirit shall lead me in the land of uprightness. For thy name's sake, O Lord, shall I quicken me. In thy righteousness shall thou bring my soul out of affliction. And in thy mercy shall thou utterly destroy my enemies. And thou shalt cut off them and acquit my soul, for I am thy servant.
نشكرك يا أجل عظيم جلال مجدك أيها الرب الملك إله السماء والأرض الضابط الكل أيها الرب الابن الوحيد يسوع المسيح ويا روح القدس أيها الرب الإله يا أحد الله يا ابن الله يا رافع قضايا العالم ارحمنا يا رافع قضايا العالم تقبل تضرعنا أيها الجالس عن يمين الله وارحمنا لأنك أنت وحدك القدوس أنت وحدك الرب يسوع المسيح في مجد الله الآن آمين في كل يوم أباركك وأسبح اسمك إلى الأبد وإلى أبد الأبد يا رب نجد أن كنت لنا في جيل مجيد أنا أقول يا رب ارحمني واشفي نفسي لأني قد أخطأت إليك يا رب إليك لجأت وعلمني أن أعمل رضاك لأنك أنت رب الملك لأن من قبلك هي عيني الحياة وبنورك معالي النور فابسط رحمتك على الذين يعرفونك أحل يا رب أن أحفظ في هذه الليلة بغير قطيعة مبارك أنت يا رب إله أبانا ومسلم ومجد اسمك إلى الأبد آمين لتكن يا رب رحمتك علينا كما تكالنا عليك مبارك أنت يا رب علمني وصاياك مبارك أنت يا سيد فهمني عقوبك مبارك أنت يا قدوس فهمني بعملك يا رب رحمتك إلى الأبد وعن أعمالي لدي لا تعلم لك ينبغي المجد لك يملك التسبيح لك يجب المجد أيها الآب والابن والروح القدس الآن وكل أوان وإلى نحن الآمين
Lamb of God that takes away the sins of all, take from me the heavy yoke of sin, and in thy compassion give me tears of compunction.
Have mercy on me.
I fall down, Jesus, at thy feet. I have sinned against thee. Be merciful to me. Take from me the heavy yoke of sin, and in thy compassion, O God, accept me in repentance. Enter not into judgment with me, bringing before me the things I should have done, examining my words and correcting my impulses. But in thy mercy overlook my sins and save me, O Lord Almighty.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
It is time for repentance. To thee I come, my Creator. Take from me the heavy yoke of sin, and in thy compassion give me tears of compunction.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
As the prodigal, O Savior, I have wasted the substance of my soul in sin, and I am barren of the virtues of holiness. In my hunger I cry, O Giver of mercy, come quickly out to meet me and take pity on me. Bowing before the divine laws of Christ, thou hast drawn near to him, forsaking the unbridled longings of sensual pleasure, and in the fear of God thou hast gained all the virtues as if they were
one.
Trinity beyond all being, worshipped in unity, take from me the heavy yoke of sin, and in thy compassion grant me tears of compunction. O Theotokos, the hope and protection of those who sing thy praises, take from me the heavy yoke of sin, and pure lady, accept me in repentance. I have slain a man to my grief and wounding, said Lama, and a young man to my hurt. And he cried aloud, lamenting, Doest thou not tremble then, my soul? For thou hast defiled thy flesh and polluted thy mind. Skillfully hast thou planned to build the tower, O my soul, and to establish a stronghold for thy lust. But the Creator confounded thy designs and dashed thy devices to the ground.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Ah, how I have emulated Lamech, the murderer of old, slaying my soul as if it were a man, and my mind as if it were a young man. With sensual longings I have killed my body, as Cain the murderer killed his brother.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Roused to anger by their transgressions, the Lord once rained down fire from heaven and burned up the men of Sodom. And thou, my soul, hast kindled the fire of Gehenna, and there to thy bitter sorrow thou shalt burn. I am wounded and smitten. See the enemy's arrows which have pierced my soul and body. See the wounds, the open sores, and the injuries that cry out to God against the blows inflicted by my freely chosen passion. Sunk in the abyss of wickedness, O Mary, thou hast lifted up thine hands to the merciful God. And as to Peter, in his loving kindness, he stretched out his hand to thee in help, seeking in every way thy conversion.
The Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
O Trinity, uncreated and without beginning, O undivided unity, accept me in repentance and save me a sinner. I am thy creation, reject me not. But spare me and deliver me from the fire of condemnation.
Amen.
Most your Lady, Mother of God, the hope of those who run to thee, and the haven of the storm-tossed, pray to the merciful God, thy Creator and thy Son, that he may grant his mercy even to me. My soul, thou hast become like Hagar the Egyptian. Thy free choice has been enslaved, and thou hast borne as thy child a new Ishmael, stubborn willfulness.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Thou knowest my soul, the ladder that was shown to Jacob, reaching up from earth to heaven. Why hast thou now provided a firm foundation for it through thy godly action?
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
From the example of Melchizedek, the priest of God, the king set apart, who was an image of the life of Christ among men in the world.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Turn back, wretched soul, and lament before the fair ground of life comes to an end, before the Lord shuts the door of the bridal chamber.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Do not look back, my soul, and so be turned into a pillar of salt. Fear the example of the people of Sodom and take refuge in Zoar.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Reject not, O Master, the prayer of those who sing thy praises, but in thy loving kindness be merciful and grant forgiveness to them that ask with faith. O simple unity, praise the Trinity of persons, uncreated nature without beginning, save us who in faith worship thy power. O Mother of God, without knowing man, thou hast given birth within time to the Son, who was begotten outside time from the Father, and, strange wonder, thou givest suck while still remaining virgin. The time of my life is short, filled with trouble and evil, but accept me in repentance and call me back to knowledge. Let me not become the possession and food of the enemy, but do thou, O Savior, take pity on me. A man of great wealth and righteous, abounding in riches and cattle, clothed in royal dignity, in crown and purple robe, Job became suddenly a beggar, stripped of wealth, glory, and kingship.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
He who was righteous and blameless above all men, did not escape the snares and pits of the deceiver. What wilt thou do, wretched and sin-loving soul, when some sudden misfortune befalls thee?
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Now I speak boastfully with boldness of heart, yet all to no purpose and in vain. O righteous judge, who alone art compassionate, do not condemn me with the Pharisee, but grant me the abasement of the publican, and number me with him.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
I know, O compassionate Lord, that I have sinned and violated the vessel of my flesh, but accept me in repentance and call me back to knowledge. Let me not become the possession and food of the enemy, but do thou, O Savior, take pity on me.
Mercy on me, O God, have
I have become my own idol, utterly defiling my soul with the passions. But accept me in repentance and call me back to knowledge. Let me not become the possession and food of the enemy, but do thou, O Savior, take pity on me. I have not hearkened to thy voice, I have not heeded thy scripture, O giver of the law, but accept me in repentance and call me back to knowledge. Let me not become the possession and food of the enemy, but do thou, O Savior, take pity on me. Thou was brought down into abyss of great iniquity, yet not held fast within it, but with bitter and better intent thou hast mounted through action to the height of virtue, past all expectation, and the angels, O Mary, were amazed at thee. Undivided in essence, unconfused in persons, I confess thee as God, triune deity, one in kingship and throne, and to thee I raise the great thrice holy hymn that is sung on high. Thou givest birth and art a virgin, and in both thou remainest by nature inviolate. He who was born makes new the laws of nature, and the womb brings forth without travail. When God so wills, the natural order is overcome, for he does whatever he wishes.
Come when I seek thee early, O Lover of mankind. Give me light, I pray thee, and guide me thy commandments, and teach me, O Savior, to do thy will.
O my soul, do as the woman who is bowed down to the ground. Fall at the feet of Jesus, that he may make thee straight again, and thou shalt walk upright upon the paths of the Lord. Thou art a deep well, O Master. Make springs gush forth for me from thy pure veins, that like the woman of Samaria I may drink and thirst no more, for from thee flow the streams of life. O Master and Lord, may my tears be unto me as Siloam, that I also may wash clean the eyes of my heart, and with my mind behold thee, the pre-eternal light. O blessed saint, with a love beyond compare, thou hast longed to venerate the wood of the cross, and thy desire was granted. Make me also to attain the glory on high. We glorify thee, O Trinity, the one God. Holy, holy, holy art thou, Father, Son, and Spirit, simple essence and unity, worship forever. O Virgin inviolate and Mother who has not known man, from thee has God, the Creator of the ages, taken human flesh, uniting to himself the nature of man. O Savior, I am the coin marked with the king's likeness, which thou hast lost of old. But, O Word, light thy lamp, thy forerunner, and seek and find again thine image. Rise up and make war upon the passions of the flesh, as Joshua against Amalek ever gained the victory over the Gibeonites, thy deceitful thoughts. thy soul on fire, O Mary, thou hast ever shed streams of tears to quench the burning of the passions. Grant that the grace of these thy tears to me also, thy servant. Through the perfection of thine earthly life, O Mother, thou hast gained a heavenly freedom from the sinfulness of passion. In thine intercessions, pray that this same freedom may be given to those who sing thy praises.
Glory to the Father, Holy Spirit.
I am the Trinity, simple and undivided, yet divided in persons, and I am the unity by nature one, says the Father and the Son and the Divine Spirit. Thy womb bore God for us, fashioned in our shape. O Theotokos, pray to him as the creator of all, that we may be justified through thine intercessions. My days have vanished as a dream of one awakening, and so like Hezekiah I weep upon my bed, that years may be added to my life. But what Isaiah will come to me, O my soul, except the God of all? I fall down before thee, and as tears I offer thee my words. I have sinned as a harlot never sinned, and I have transgressed as no other man on earth. But take pity on thy creature, O Master, and call me back.
Mercy on me, O Father, mercy on me.
I have discolored thine image and broken thy commandments. All my beauty is destroyed, and my lamp is quenched by the passions, O Savior. But take pity on me as David sings, and restore to me thy joy.
Mercy on me, O Lord, mercy on me.
Turn back, repent, uncover all that thou hast hidden. Say unto God, to whom all things are known, thou alone knowest my secret, O Savior. Have mercy on me as David sings, according to thy mercy. Raising thy cry to the pure Mother of God, thou hast driven back the fury of the passions that violently assailed thee, and put to shame the enemy who sought to make thee stumble. But give thy help in trouble now to me also, thy servant. Pray to him whom thou hast loved, O Holy Mary, whom thou hast desired, for whose sake thou hast worn out thy flesh. Pray to Christ for us, thy servants, that he may show mercy to us all, and grant a peaceful life to those who worship him. O simple and undivided Trinity, O holy and consubstantial unity, thou art praised as light and lights, one holy and three holies. Sing, O my soul, and glorify life and lives, the God of all. We praise thee, we bless thee, we venerate thee, O Mother of God, for thou hast given birth to one of the undivided Trinity, thy Son and God, and thou hast opened the heavenly places to us on earth. As precious ointment, O Savior, I empty on thine head the alabaster box of my tears. Like the harlot, I cry out to thee, seeking thy mercy. I bring my prayer and ask to receive forgiveness. No one has sinned against thee as I have, yet accept even me, compassionate Savior, for I repent in fear and cry with longing. Against thee alone have I sinned, I have transgressed, have mercy on me. Spare the work of thine own hands, O Savior, and as a shepherd seek the lost sheep that has gone astray, snatch me from the wolf and make me a nursling in the pasture of thine own flock. When thou sittest upon thy throne, O merciful judge, and reveals thy dread glory, O Christ, what fear there will be then, when the furnace burns with fire, and all shrink back in terror before thy judgment seat. Mary of Egypt, the mother of the light that never sets, illumined thee and freed thee from the darkness of the passions. O Mary, who has received the grace of the Spirit, give light to those who praise thee with faith. The Holy Zosimus was struck with amazement, O Mother, beholding in thee a wonder truly strange and new. For he saw an angel in the body and was filled with astonishment, praising Christ unto all ages. Father, without beginning, co-eternal Son, and loving Comforter, the Spirit of Righteousness, begetter of the Word of God, Word of the Eternal Father, Spirit living and creative, O Trinity and Unity, have mercy on us. As from purple silk, O undefiled Virgin, the spiritual robe of Emmanuel, his flesh was woven in thy womb. Therefore we honor thee as Theotokos and very truth. Son of David, with thy word thou hast healed the possessed. Take pity on me, save me, and have mercy. Let me hear thy compassionate voice. Speak to me as to the thief. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt be with me in paradise when I come in my glory. A thief accused thee, a thief confessed thy Godhead, for both were hanging beside thee on the cross. Open to me also, O Lord of many mercies, the door of thy glorious kingdom, as once it was opened to thy thief who acknowledged thee with faith as God. The creation was in anguish, seeing thee crucified. Mountains and rocks were split from fear. The earth quaked and hell was despoiled. The light grew dark in the daytime, beholding thee, O Jesus, nailed in the flesh.
Mercy on me, O Lord, have mercy on me.
Do not demand from me worthy fruits of repentance, for my strength has failed within me. Give me an ever contrite heart and poverty of spirit, that I may offer these to thee as an acceptable sacrifice, O only Savior.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
O my judge who dost know me, when thou comest again with the angels to judge the whole world, look upon me then with thine eye of mercy and spare me. Take pity on me, Jesus, for I have sinned more than any other man. By thy strange way of life, thou hast struck all with wonder, both the hosts of angels and the gatherings of mortal men. For thou hast surpassed nature and lived as though no longer in the body. Like a bodiless angel, thou hast walked upon the Jordan with thy feet, O Mary, and crossed over it. Holy Mother, call down the gracious mercy of the Creator upon us who sing thy praises, that we may be set free from the sufferings and afflictions that assail us, so without ceasing delivered from temptations, we shall magnify the Lord who has glorified thee. Venerable Andrew, Father thrice blessed, Shepherd of Crete, cease not to offer prayer for us who sing thy praises, that we may be delivered from all danger and distress, from corruption and sin, who honor thy memory with
faith.
Let us glorify the Father, let us exalt the Son, and with faith let us worship the Spirit of God, undivided Trinity and unity in essence. Let us adore light and lights, light and lies, giving light and light to the ends of the earth. Watch over thy city, O all pure Mother of God, for by thee she reigns in faith, by thee she is made strong, by thee she is victorious, putting to flight every temptation, despoiling the enemy and ruling her subjects. Conception. Oh.
have committed, O thou alone art blessed.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, and Unseen.
Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. Ayyatuha al-Qa'ad al-Qudsuha al-Walid al-Qudsuha al-Qudsuha al-Qudsuha.
Ayyatuha al-Sayyida al-Tahir al-Adra' al-Naqiyya. عروس الله العادبة العين البريئة من الأدناس يا من بمولدك المعجز اتحدت كلمة الله بالبشر وطبيعة جنسنا المقصاة أكرمتها مع السماويين يا رجاء من ليس له رجاء سواك وحدك يا من هي معونة للمحاربين ونصرة مستعدة للمسارعين إليها يا من جاء كل المسيحيين لا تبذليني أنا الخاطئ الأثيم المتدنس بقبح الأفكار والأقوال والأفعال بجملة ذاتي والصائر بالعزم الخامل عبداً عاطلاً وللذات العمر خادماً لكن بما أنك أم للإله المحب البشر تحنني بتعطف علي أنا المفرط الخاطئ تقبلي من شفتي الدنيستين ما أقدمه إليك من الابتهال وبالدالة الوالدية التي ذهب لك نحو ابنك ربنا وسيدنا ابتهلي إلي لكي يفتح لي جوانح محبته للبشر وتحننه وصلاحه ويتجاوز عن هفواتي التي تفوق الإحصاء ويردني إلى التوبة ويجعلني لوصاياه فاعلا مختبرا وأحضري عندي دائما أيتها الرحيمة الشفوقة الدالة الصلاح أما في هذا الأمر الحاضر وبحرارة الشفاعة والمعونة امنعي عني طوارئ المعاندين الرديئة أرشديني إلى الخلاص وأما في وقت خروج نفس الشقية فتداركيني من حولي ولانقطام مناظر الجن الأشرار أقصي عني بعيدا وأما في يوم الدينونة الرحيل فنجيني من العقوبات المؤبدة وأوضحيني وارثا لشرف ومجد ابنك وإلهنا الغام الوصف الذي أفوز به بواسطتك ونصرتك أيها الطائفة القداسة والدة الإله سيدتي بنعمة ابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح ومحبته للبشر الذي يليق له كل مجد وإكرام وسجود مع أبيه الذي لا بداء له ولوح لكل قدسه الصالح والمحي الآن وكل وان وإلى دهر الدانبين
And grant unto us, O Master, when we depart to sleep, repose of body and soul, and protect us from the murky sleep of sin and from all the dark pleasures of the night. Calm the impulsions of passions and quench the fiery darts of evil which are craftily thrown against us. Check the turbulence of our flesh and still all earthly and material thoughts. And grant us, O God, a watchful mind, a prudent reason, a vigilant heart, a tranquil sleep free from all the fantasies of Satan. Raise us up again in a time of prayer, strengthened in thy commandments, holding steadfastly within us the remembrance of thy judgments. Grant us grace to glorify thee all through the night, that we may be praised and blessed and glorify thine all honorable and majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of the ages.
أيتها المجيدة المباركة والدة الإله الدائمة البتولية قدمي صلاتنا إلى ابنك وإلهنا متوسلة إليه لكي يخلص بك نفوسنا.
The Father is my hope. The Son is my refuge. The Holy Spirit is my protection. O Holy Trinity, glory to thee.
عليك وضعت كل رجائي يا والدة الإله أحفظيني تحت ستر وقايتك.
And that we may be accounted worthy to hear the Holy Gospel, let us pray to the Lord God.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom, let us be attentive, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Assalam alaikum. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew. Let us be attentive. The Lord said, Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man of you, if his son asking for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask Him?
Glory to Thee, O Lord, glory to Thee.
Peace be to all.
Thy Spirit.
Let us bow our heads unto the Lord. O Master, great in mercy, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, through the intercession of our All-Immaculate Lady, the Theotokos Sin of the Virgin Mary, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplication of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all-laudable apostles, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, of the great martyr George the Trophy Bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of the martyr Agapios of Palestine and those with him who remember on this day of all thy saints, make our prayer acceptable. Grant us forgiveness of our trespasses. Shelter us under the shelter of thy wings. Drive away from us every enemy and adversary. Give peace to our life. O Lord, have mercy on us and on thy world, and save our souls. For thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind. God, be gracious unto me, the sinner. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner. Forgive me, the sinner.
God, forgive me, Lord God.
Let us pray for the peace of the world.
Lord, have mercy.
And for pious and Orthodox Christians.
God,
and for our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, and all our brotherhood in Christ.
Lord,
and for the civil authorities of this land.
God,
and for the welfare of our armed forces. And for our fathers and brethren absent from among us, and for those who hate us and those who love us, and for those who are kind to us and minister unto us, and for those who have requested our prayers, unworthy though we be, especially your servants, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Layla, Sahar, Adrula, Asma, Khaled, Miriam, Georgette, Daniela, Emil, Alex, Paniotis, Vera, Betty, Miriam, Phyllis, Carol, Roland, Patty, Daisy, Ida, Nawal, Nimmer, Sally, Nathalie, Nicola, Danny, George, Renee, Ida, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Lana, Patricia, Donna, Lucille, and Fran, Rami, Wala, the newborn Ian, the priest Gabriel, Matushka Laura, the newborn Ileana, our expected parents, Ola and Michael, Lindsay and Brian, Katrina and Gary, Diana and Ivan, Natalie and Shadi, and Rat and Sandy, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, Team Soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry. And for the deliverance of captives. And for travelers by land and sea and air. And for those who lie in sickness. And let us pray also for abundance of the fruits of the earth,
Lord,
and for the soul of every Orthodox Christian.
God,
let us bless God-fearing leaders, Orthodox bishops, the founders of this holy church, and our parents and teachers, and all of our fathers and brethren, God before us, especially you, the departed servants, Samira, Joachim, Suad, Caesar, and Mary, the Orthodox who here and everywhere lie asleep in the Lord. Let us also say for ourselves. Forgive, O Lord, those who hate us and those who oppress us. Act kindly towards those in themselves, act kindly. And grant our brethren and all those who belong to us all the means of salvation and of eternal life. Visit those who are in infirmity and grant them healing. Direct those who are at sea, be with those who are alive and in the air. Grant those who serve us and are merciful to us forgiveness of sins. And upon those who have asked for us to pray for them, have mercy according to thy great mercy. Remember, O Lord, those of our fathers and brethren who are in captivity, and deliver them from every adverse circumstance. Remember, O Lord, those who bear fruit and do good works in thy holy churches, and grant them all the means of salvation and of eternal life. Remember us also, thy sinful, wretched, and unworthy servants, and lead us in the way of thy commandments, through the intercessions of thy all-immaculate Mother, Our Lady, the birth-giver of God and of a Virgin Mary, and of all thy saints, for thou art blessed unto ages of ages. Prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us and save us. Please sit just for a moment. Tomorrow evening we have the Medea service, the little confine with the Acathist to the Virgin Mary. That'll take place at 6:30. I'll be hearing confessions if you'd like this evening. The one thing I wanted to mention is that many times we say Mother Mary and we think of the Virgin Mary. Mother Mary of Egypt is a different person. And if you don't know her life, you really need to Google it or whatever and read her life online because it's really amazing. Once you read it online, you'll realize why today we're praying to her and asking her to intercede for us. It's a beautiful life. It mentioned at one point about the feast of the elevation of the cross in the holy city of Jerusalem. She wanted to go into the church and she was being held back. If you don't know her life, when you read it, you'll realize why. Anyway, then she ends up being able to go through and then she dedicates her life, the rest of her life to the Lord. God bless you. We can all come venerate the icon of the Virgin Mary.